Hi, everyone. I'm Doug Plankins, and welcome to the 5-Minute Morning Skate, where we get you ready for tonight's game in 5 minutes or less. Looking to pick up 2 points in the final game of their four-game homestand, the Florida Panthers, who are 5-5-1, will host the 6-3-2 Dallas Stars at Amerant Bank Arena tonight at 6 Eastern. Nearly a year and a half since last playing each other in the United States, the two teams met in Finland in last year's NHL Global Series, the Panthers taking both by scores of 6-4 and 4-2. When asked about the Stars following this morning's skate, head coach Paul Maurice said their speed really stands out.
We're looking for more speed in our offensive game. And the idea would be not set plays that we're waiting to happen, but basic concepts that we can speed our game up. Our defensive game is built off that. We have one or two reads, and then we play off those reads as fast as we can. I think we're trying to attach an offensive game that's built from the same kind of mental foundation. We do one or two things very consistently, and then we can be fast off those things.
Currently 1-1-1 in the homestand, the Panthers came up just short in their most recent game on Tuesday against the Anaheim Ducks, rallying back from a two-goal deficit in the third period to force overtime. Goals from Anton Lundell and Sam Reinhart earned the Panthers a point before the Ducks eventually took the game in the shootout, winning 3-2. Expected to make his debut with the Panthers, defenseman Donovan Sabrango will draw in for Uvis Balinskas tonight. The 23-year-old appeared in 2 games for the Ottawa Senators this season before being claimed off waivers by the Panthers on October 15th.
We'll put Donovan in. We need to get a look at him so we understand his game with Dimitri's injuries, not short term. So he is going to play games for us. The earlier that we can get him in and get an understanding of potential pairings for him, how much he has processed in terms of our defensive system, get an understanding where he's at. It's really important. And we brought him in for a reason. We want to see him play.
Forward Brad Marchand will also be back in the lineup after missing Tuesday's game for personal reasons. Picking up where he left off during last year's cup run, number 63 leads the Panthers with 11 points on 5 goals and 6 assists in 10 games. Sergei Bobrovsky will man the crease tonight for the Panthers. In his career, Bobrovsky owns a 19-2-2 record and a .922 save percentage against the Stars. Coming in on a 5-game point streak, the Stars fell to the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1 in overtime at Benchmark International Arena on Thursday. Like the Panthers, the Stars have also dealt with early season injuries, including Roope Hintz and Matt Duchene, but still remain with plenty of talent. Leading the way for the Stars, forward Mikko Rantanen has registered a team-high 12 points on 4 goals and 8 assists in 11 games. Atop the Stars in goals, Wyatt Johnston leads the team with 6 goals in 11 games. In net for Dallas, Casey DeSmith owns a 1-1-0 record with an .863 save percentage. As a reminder, tonight's game will be broadcast on WSFL, WHDT, WFTX, and PanthersPlus.tv. Fans can also listen on FM 104.3 WQAM and across the Panthers radio network presented by Baptist Health. I'm Doug Plankins. This has been the 5-Minute Morning Skate, and we'll see you at puck drop.